Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, Black Diamond. Join me for a Black Diamond experience. Hope all is well out there. Mommy. Feeling inspired, encouraged. We are excited this morning. Got little London. Say good morning.
Good morning. I made Mommy a lot of toys.
Yeah, she's in here playing with her Lego blocks. Brooklyn's having her breakfast, looking at her TikTok. On Friday, we had our last day of remote learning. We are free. But guys, we are also staying safe. Trying to stay wise, doing what we got to do, you know, to still fight this COVID-19 is still out there, guys. So I know we're ready to do a lot of summer activities with some of the businesses are starting to open back up, the beaches, hotel vacations and all this and that. Guys, just play it safe. Do what you got to do to stay safe. Quarantine after your vacations, before your vacations, whatever you got to do. Stay on your health facts. Stay on your immune boosters, whatever you need. To you know, fight off whatever. I want to see you guys in 2021 and the rest of 2020. To all the family members out there that have lost loved ones to the COVID-19, police brutality, you know, murder, you know, car accidents from A to Z, we out here losing our loved ones, guys. So all we can do right now, stay safe, stay prayed up, stay positive, stay motivated, and do what we got to do. I've been blogging with a lot of business colleagues about, you know, us trying to find means of income, you know, while some of us moms are still home with our children, doing what we got to do, providing, protecting, and, you know, caring for our kids or whatever it is that we do in our households. We want to make money, too. So we have to set ourselves up financially. To all my business-minded people out there, I'm speaking to you at this moment. Get your business ideas plotted down. Write down all your things from A to Z or what you want to do, your business title, your business labels, whatever you want to do with your business, organizations, LLCs, 501(c)s, corporations, whatever it is that you do. Plot, plan, strategize, and put your financial plan together. At the end of the day, we all want to find a plan where there's life after death. I was talking about this in one of my last episodes. And to all my listener support teams out there, good going, guys. Good going, good going, good going. Whenever you guys can take time out your day and listen to our podcast, to all my podcasters out there, keep pushing, you know, the support out here that comes from our generation. You know, it's up, it's down. But at the end of the day, no matter what we do, long as we're giving a positive effect and, you know, trying to put some change into the communities, I'm real big up on that. I came from an environment of where, you know, everybody didn't make it out with a business plan. You understand? Because at the end of the day, if you talking the talk, not walking the walk, you know what I'm saying? It never happens for you. You know what I'm saying? We have a lot of great authors, singers, rappers, doctors, lawyers, A to Z, you know, that's in the cemetery. You know what I'm saying? Or that's in somebody's cremated urn. You know what I'm saying? So guys, while we still have life in us to keep pushing, bring those dreams alive. Bring these visions forth. You understand? At the end of the day, I'm doing it as well too, guys. You know what I'm saying? Black Diamond's working on Black Diamond. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, building me up. You know what I'm saying? My mentality, my way of speaking. Because when it comes to corporate America, certain environments that some of us came from, backgrounds is where we came from, we just want to be ourselves. We just want to say what we want to say, talk how we want to talk, and let me tell you something. It ain't a curse word in the book that I ain't never said. You understand? So it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to do these podcasts, and I'm trying to do these podcasts vulgar free. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to be myself. I'm still going to speak my opinions, let my listeners know how I'm feeling, my journeys, what I'm going through, my thought process. It's growing daily. We're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But when you have sit around for so many years stagnating, procrastinating, when you know you got what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur, you know, when you have that business-minded mentality, you have to implement on your plan. So that's what I'm doing right now, guys. I'm implementing my plans, strategizing a little bit more. I'm putting my financial plan together as far as my startup costs for my businesses, advertising more, setting up these business accounts, you know, just trying to get in some more investments. And let me tell you something, the best investment that you can ever do in this life is investing in yourself. We all know that. Investing in yourself. But once we invest in ourselves, we want to also invest in our legacy. Our legacy is our fruit that we done bared on this earth, which is my four children. You understand? So at the end of the day, guys, we all have a plan. We all have a movement. We all have something that our heart desired that we want to do. And I want to encourage you on this morning to do just that. Do just that. You can do it. I believe in you. I believe in myself. I trust in God. You understand? So at the end of the day, long as you got the love of God in your heart and you really out here to help the people, build the community of the ones that want to be in unity. Everybody is not going to be down with your idea or your business or your opinions or your aspects. But let me tell you something. Facts, truth, righteousness. You ain't getting past that. You ain't getting past that. You can have as many political views as you want, as many opinions that you want, but if it's not factual, if it's not truth, if you haven't experienced from it to have us some type of scientific fact, then the people can't grow off of that. The people can't build off of that. So at the end of the day, guys, I just want to encourage everybody, motivate everybody, inspire everybody, and just let you guys know the Black Diamond is always thinking of you. I'm always thinking about the world around me. You know, how can I be a change? How can I put an effect on this world where they can hear me, see me, feel me? Big shout out to Anchor, because Anchor provides that for me. They provided a platform for me to tell my story, tell my journeys, open y'all up into my personal days through a platform where I can speak to the people that wants to listen to me. You know what I'm saying? And without being interrupted and just expressing myself. So that's why I love this podcast. And I'm so thankful that there are platforms out here as, you know, Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Listener Notes, Himalaya, podcasters. Hey, we podcasting on everything. You understand? Like, it's just a big thing where you can tell your stories, start your little trailers, or, you know, have your little show events, whatever it is that you want to do. But the effect that I want to give off to the people is positive waves, sharing my stories, sharing my journeys, sharing, you know, my life of being a mother. You know what I'm saying? And getting on through the struggle. That's what I want to share with you guys. And I also want to let you guys know that podcasting also is a great advertising of anything that you're trying to do. Maybe you're trying to perfect your craft and you want to get more people to see you and hear you or whatever. So you got to put your face out there. Put your business out there. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, marketing is everything. Advertising is everything. You know what I'm saying? You got to get to the money. The people want to know, how can you make a change? What makes your product and service so well that I want to give you my money, that I want to pay for your services? You understand? So that's what you got to think about too when you being a business owner and trying to be out there. Think about your potential customers. Think about, you know, the potential things that you want to get out of your business. You know what I'm saying? Potential goals and stuff like that. So I love it. I love it. Any platform that I can put myself out there, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Black Diamond wants you guys to know. And not for nothing, guys, in the midst of us putting our business plans together, our marketing plans, our financial plans, we also have to have time for God. You know what I'm saying? We have to pray. You know what I'm saying? We have to take care of our health. You know what I'm saying? We have to take care of our mental thinking. You know what I'm saying? Which gets very, very critical throughout this pandemic that we've been going through. And I know it's a lot of critical minds out there. And I just want to tell you to stay encouraged. You understand? Stay encouraged. Read a nice book. Listen to one of these nice podcasts. Everybody got their little picks out here. And that's all fine and dandy. But whatever it is that's going to get you up and going, do just that. Do just that. Don't wait around on someone else to knock on your door. Hey, want to read a book? Or hey, you want to pick yourself up? You know what I'm saying? Fix you your favorite breakfast. Drink your favorite hot dish or your hot drink or whatever it is that you do. You know what I'm saying? Encourage, motivate, go forth. I believe in you guys. And guys, not for nothing, we into time now. Yeah. Go London, go London, go London. Yeah, guys, so you know I'm trying to keep the girls motivated. They ready to turn up too. They know school is out, but I'm also letting the girls know that the country is still going through a pandemic and that we got to play it safe. You know, we do a firm visits here and there and essentials here and there, but got to be safe and got to wear that mask. And Lord knows we was out on Saturday out in New York, And that sun was beaming. It done had got muggy after all that rain. We got a lot of rain on Saturday. After that rain started coming down, I'm trying to tell you, it was so muggy in New York. Next thing I know, the mask, we be sweating on the mask. But I'd rather sweat on the mask than to die of stupidity. You understand? So, guys, at the end of the day, stay safe, guys. I love you guys. You already know that, you know, the Black Diamond gonna do what she can do. Brooklyn! Brooklyn! Come tell the people good morning, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn is glad that school is out. She ready to turn up. Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Come say good morning. Come say good morning, Brooklyn. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Say good morning to the people, Brooklyn.
Good morning, everybody.
Are you excited? School is out?
Yes.
Yes. You're ready to do what, Brooklyn?
Have fun. And I got to read some more books, too.
Yeah, we're going to be reading this summer. That's for sure. Okay. Well, you want to tell the people something?
Yes. Everybody, stay safe.
Enjoy your summer.
Yeah, and enjoy your summer. And it's really hot.
And maybe use some popsicles or something really cold.
Brooklyn said make sure you use some popsicles, something really cold. London, what you want to say to the people?
People, stay safe and keep watching elsewhere you're going. Don't trip, because you need some boots for your good tripping muddy puddles, and you got to go with your babies.
All right, baby London want to give her a little speech. But all right, guys, until the next time, Black Diamond loves you guys. Stay positive, stay motivated, stay inspired, stay in the know. Take care.